some California races are still too close to call. Several key congressional races in California remain too close to call. They are taking place across the state and include races that were seen as up for grabs this election. Min versus Baugh. In District 47, which includes Huntington Beach in Orange County and nearby coastal communities, Democrat David Min holds 50.5% of the vote versus Republican Scott Baugh's 49.5% of the vote. The Los Angeles Times endorsed Min, who has run a campaign focused on access to abortions, violence involving guns, climate action, and environmental justice. Min has also highlighted housing the homeless, as well as combating MAGA extremists. Incumbent Representative Katie Porter opted not to rerun for her seat, instead attempting to win a U.S. Senate election. She lost in the primary, however, to U.S. Representative Adam B. Schiff. Baugh, 62, lost to Porter in the 2022 election. He has promised to combat inflation, fight the fentanyl crisis, and lower gas taxes. District 47 includes Irvine, Huntington Beach, Costa Mesa, Newport Beach, and Seal Beach. Calvert versus Rollins. Long-serving Republican incumbent Representative Ken Calvert has 51.4% of the vote in District 41, east of Los Angeles, compared to Democrat Will Rollins with 48.6%. A congressman since 1993, Calvert pledges to support farmers and the military. He has co-sponsored legislation including the Life-Saving Gear for Police Act of 2024, and the Secure Our Ports Act of 2024. Rollins, a former federal prosecutor, vows to combat corruption in Washington, ensure abortion access, and end the toxic divisions that prevent Congress from getting things done for working families, according to his campaign website. Valadao versus Salas. In District 22, located in the San Joaquin Valley, Republican David Valadao has 53.6% of the vote versus Democrat Rudy Salas with 46.4%. Valadao, one of 10 Republicans who voted to impeach Donald J. Trump during the second impeachment hearing, places farmers and veterans at the center of his platform, including the water supply to California's Central Valley. Salas places the lowering of drug prices as a main priority, as well as the economy. Duarte versus Gray. Also in the San Joaquin Valley, Republican incumbent Representative John Duarte holds 51.3% of the vote over Democrat Adam Gray, with 48.7% in District 13. Duarte sponsored the Border Security and Immigration Reform Act. Gray served in the California State Assembly, representing the 21st Assembly District. He was a candidate in the 2022 election for California's 13th congressional district, but lost to Duarte by less than 1%. His policy positions included affordable health care, job creation, education, public safety, and protecting our water. Levin versus Gunderson. In the race for District 49, which covers parts of Orange and North San Diego counties, Democrat incumbent Representative Mike Levin holds 51.7% of the vote compared to Republican Matt Gunderson with 48.3%. Levin, 46, has served since 2019 and introduced numerous bills into law, including the Protect Affordable Mortgages for Veterans Act, which was signed into law in 2019. Gunderson, a car dealership owner, is running on strengthening the economy, lowering taxes, and securing the border. Steele versus Tran. In District 45, based in Orange and Los Angeles counties, Republican incumbent Representative Michelle Steele has 51.1% of the vote compared to Democrat Derek Tran with 48.9%. First elected to the House in 2020, Steele prioritizes creating jobs, reducing taxes, growing the economy, caring for veterans and the environment, solving the homelessness crisis, and making health care and prescription drugs affordable. She has also spoken out against COVID-19 mask mandates, expanding access to abortion, as well as citizenship for illegal immigrants. Tran promises to preserve funding for Social Security and Medicare, combat discrimination against LGBT, immigrant, and minority communities, and ensure abortion access.